Svasemus in the sixth parasha tells on the Rashi. Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, on the pasuk Lamor, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, this phrase which we have throughout Chumash, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe Lamor. So, what does this word Lamor mean? So, the Ramban says, and the Rabban Abachai expands on it, that the word Lamor means it's an Amira Gemura. He didn't just say it's the basic idea, but he explained it very clearly, all of the implications of it. A Kabbalah, not a Kabbalah, etc. Rashi says, speak to them, give a message which talks to the people. It's a message that will be Niskabala Alei. This is Divrei Kvushim, something which will be Kavish them, which will sort of overpower them. And what's the Divrei Kvushim? It says, tell them that I'm getting the message because of you. The message is the words of Torah were given to me because of you. So it says, what are the words of Torah were given because of Klai Yisrael? So Pasha means because Klai Yisrael is Zoicha. So the Sosema suggests a different shot. He says that in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, the world of the Tzadik Gomer who didn't do the Chet HaEgel, so the process of Kabbonis and Kapora, etc., is not really, it's not necessary, at least not in the same way it is for Klai Yisrael. So any element where Klai Yisrael was Moshe Rabbeinu, we find Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult understanding. The reason is because it came for to Kapar Lachet, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really relate to that world. Like you find that the world of Torah says that Nefesh HaChaitas, there's a different way of dealing with it. So the Machzor HaShekli says Moshe Rabbeinu had a Shoma Tachas Kisei HaKovod. So that's the Lashon of Chazal. What was his difficulty? He says it was given as a Kofer Nafshom. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "What is the Kofer Nafshom?" He didn't relate to it. So they would that we know that Gedolah Shuba Shmagasat Kisei HaKovod. He bases this on a Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu was also Lakimis Adam Yashor. That's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Behema Bikshucha Chishpenes Rabim, they found a path which is. So Rashi says that Bishvochem Hu Nidbar Imi. The word Shvil means a path. The path which he's talking about is the path which is for Bali Tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klai Yisrael that the message of the upcoming Psukim and Parshi is the whole Parsha of Karbonis, etc., again and again and again, was all created Bishvilchem in order that you should have a vehicle to be able to do tshuva in, because mitzad the world of Moshe Rabbeinu that wasn't necessary. So the message it was very kfushim. It overpowered Klai Yisrael. It captured their heart that the Russian created a whole vehicle, a whole system that just for them because of the fact that they did a chetz. That the Russian created a whole world which of tikkun. For the fact that we're not perfect. The Bereshit specifically addresses that and cares about that and is interested in that. And that was something which was overwhelming to them, and that was kovish them. And so that's the Svasemis' understanding of that, because I think it's a very tremendous message, important message, about the Bereshit's love and the Bereshit's facilitates, and he's interested, and he's reaching out to us to create for us that which we need to be in our needs. And the Torah has that ability. Torah has that message. Torah has that flavor. That even Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't necessarily understand. The Russian would create an element of Torah that which is important for us. The Torah is all encompassing. Torah has everything. Have a good Shabbos.